30,000 people in southwestern Alaska will be able to go online with high-speed internet access within the next year. Vice President Joe Biden this morning announced a $25 million federal stimulus grant that will provide wireless connections to 53 communities in the area. The grant went to the Sea Lion Corporation, the village corporation for Hooper Bay. Sea Lion Management Company CEO Desiree Pfeiffer says the 53 villages in the Bethel area will get the service. It will be provided by satellite and wireless, not cables or fiber optics. Pfeiffer says that will help get the infrastructure into the villages so they can start service by the end of next year.
Each of these are a standalone facility, proven weatherized technology. There's no overhead wires for the village, so visually it's very clean. There are key village locations within our mapping area, and then there's these smaller substations, no towers. So it is minimal construction.
Sea Lion's partner in the project is Rivada Networks, an international company that Sea Lion began working with about a year ago on other unrelated telecommunications projects. Dr. Alex Hills, who runs a consulting business in Palmer, says the Sea Lion project can demonstrate the possibilities of broadband in other remote areas.
You know, the Alaska bush is one of the most underprivileged parts of the entire United States with respect to broadband internet service. So we're hoping that this program will do the same thing for several regions in the state.
Pfeiffer says Sea Lion, along with Rivada, is already planning to be a part of those future activities.
Our next plans are to continue our partnership, definitely delivering and ongoing operations for the rural telecommunications, but we're also looking at taking this possibly in a statewide application or Lower 48, and of course continuing our work with the federal government.
The Sea Lion grant is one of 18 national grants announced this morning, spending $180 million of the $7.2 billion approved by Congress for broadband expansion. Some of that money will be leveraged as loans, and Dr. Hills says that could help put between $10 and $11 billion into the national system.